Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Hey. First things first.
So last week, we did a show here. It was the first things first, and I came and I spoke about a guy named Stuart James Shonick. He had accompanied Shadrack Sibiya when they went to the parliamentary ad hoc committee. And then it turned out that he had cases against him, and he gave an interview for to EWN. And I was like, hey, man, I watched this interview. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, it turns out that in January of this year, somebody at SAPS in KZN accessed his criminal records and I'll say try to delete them, right? Because they didn't see them on the system, but the system has a back-end backup. And they even knew the time where these files were accessed. I think it was like 4:58 or something like that.
In the morning?
No.
Oh, in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I changed my mind. I was like, aye, it's Kevin Glees. So everything I was thinking, it's Kevin Glees. I actually watched another interview of his on Newsroom, where he was speaking to Koli, right? And now he was speaking about explaining why it was that he was in possession of a firearm, because you aren't supposed to own a firearm if you have a criminal record. He's got five of them. And he was explaining why it was that he had a shotgun, for example, at this one scene where he was stopped by traffic officers. And even there, the story he gave was a very cogent argument. But now I'm looking at him like, when are you just a smooth criminal, actually? You mean hit by a smooth criminal. But then it got me thinking, how do you feel about people that change their minds? I mean, Julius Malema, I guess, is the worst. People call him a flip-flopper all the time. If you change your mind, does it make you a hypocrite?
No. No. Everyone is allowed to change their minds. I mean, how I feel today is no determiner of how I'm going to feel tomorrow or next week or next year. It's part of the evolution of being a human being. I mean, we were just talking about it now in the newsroom, that if I make plans with you today and I say, let's go out for drinks next week. Next week, I wake up and I'm like, actually, I just want to sit at home and have a nice, quiet evening. I am very much allowed to call you and say, look, you know, we had all these big plans to go out. I don't feel like it. I prefer honesty from somebody, even if it is at my own detriment or disadvantage. You are honest.
Okay, so I hear you. But you see, that previous week when you called me, you said, let's make plans. I now planned my week based on the plans that you and I have.
As you should have.
So when you called me now and you said you changed your mind,
I'm sorry you're disappointed. You're disappointed. But would you rather have me be there, be sulking and not quite there, or sit at home?
Rather
and
that.
You make other
I can
plans.
Swear that you made the plan.
No.
You must bear the brunt.
No.
You're joking, right?
No. I'm not joking.
Sitting there with a sulking somebody.
Who both sulk. I'll be sulking because you wanted to cancel our plans.
No, then let's sit at home. Let's sit at home. It's okay. It's my dala.
These are so annoying.
Now, you see, you are the type of person that has people killing family members because Usizwe says, I must be there. So now I must call and say, my mother's in hospital. That time my mother's just chilling at home watching TV.
Oh, boy. But now, why are you flaky? Because another person can see this as being flaky.
It's just people change their minds out of growth. For some people, when they've out of growth, they change their minds. Other people, when they've obtained other information, if you found out something else and you're like, oh, actually, based on this, I'm going to change my mind. And it's allowed. I change my mind a lot when it comes to food. Jeez, man, my partners used to get so annoyed with that. Like, I want to eat this. No, actually, can I get this? Can I get a Big Mac? Can I get this? You know? So it's allowed, man, as long as there's honesty and transparency when you change your mind. Not to lie, like you were saying, Mpo, that I'm in the bathtub and you're like, I'm on my way, give me 5 minutes. That's annoying.
Yeah. So, on a serious note again, people that change their minds, it's actually a sign of an intelligent mind.
Of course.
Because, one, it shows that you're open-minded, you're willing to learn. And as Julius was saying, once you presented a new information, then you recalibrate, right?
And we've had that in our country. I mean, not so long ago during COVID. I mean, so many of us were saying, oh, we love our health minister. That was William Keyser. No, he's amazing. Then
he was man of the year.
Yes, he was.
Financial Mail put him on the cover as man of the year.
And then look at us. People change their minds.
Brilliant.
Oh boy. Okay. So let us know. How do you feel about people that change your minds?
Sizwe. Ah, sure. Mean good landlord. I own a kanjani firearm when he's got a suspended sentence, which has just been cleared. I've won a pedal. She got an interview, which is trying to protect himself just like a bouquet. Well, the chickens have come to roost. Who's banging king? I'll turn the attention. Nokabang, which is peace on protect. He's messed up now.
Morning, Kaya and the team. I'm one of those people that change their minds. We would plan something months before, and then I would cancel, like a week before or even a day before, or that morning. Like if I woke up and I feel like, no, then I definitely say no, even if we've had these plans for months.
So I say change your mind within reason. You see, that's also being unreliable now.
Hey, this is Minimal Langa Commission in Yanzanga change my mind. More especially the one you're talking about. Ujeli poison with tilling as in this bam. Marapet is bamisling and the sack. He was like, you, this guy, Marayoko, all right, well.
That's funny.
Sizwe, I mean, I'm very cautious about people who change their minds. I don't believe stuff that they say because a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. So, Mina, for me, there has to be stability and conviction. If you're going to stand on a particular thing, stand on it. You know, show us what you're convicted about this particular issue and don't change your mind, you know, if that's what you believe. So, most Mina, answer believe whatever it is. Then, for me, that becomes a problem. Like with Julius. Remember Julius, like, yeah, Zuma must go. Zuma must go. Nininu Julius is having tea with Zuma. And I'm like, all right, guys, Yabona, these people now, who do we believe? Then what do we believe, in fact? So, nah, grand government.
Yeah, so here's the thing, right? Past behavior is the only indication we have to try and predict how you're going to behave in the future. Mm-hmm. Now, if you keep flip-flopping, the past behavior is inconsistent with what it is that we think we are going to get from you in the future. I don't even believe your actions today in the present now, because would you change your mind? You see,
as long as people don't feel some type of way when people change their minds about them, you see, especially when it's something like personal, as the example you guys were giving of you make plans with this one and every time the time comes, now they've changed their minds. Yeah. Now people start to not trust you no more because, yeah, as you say, the person that was changing their minds whenever they feel like it. So, yeah, but I guess it depends on what you're changing your mind on. But, yeah, if it's personal stuff for me, yeah, I will change my mind about you. But if it's something that you were mistaken about because you lacked information, yeah, I'll allow.
Now, that's a very good point, right? Mm-hmm. Because how I judge you mm-hmm. is based on your stance on things. Mm-hmm. I can even say maybe we've got common values.
Yeah.
Then you become friends. Mm-hmm. Now, Mesujiga. Mm-hmm. Now I must change my opinion on you as well.
That's okay though. Because yeah. as you said earlier on, we are constantly finding new information and we're disseminating this information, right? And processing it in our heads. I mean, just now we were talking about meeting new people. When you meet a new person, you're like, oh, this person is such an amazing human being. Mm. But as time goes on, you're just either going to say, actually, I was wrong. This person is a horrible human being. Or they actually are genuinely a nice person.
Mm.
Look, I always say this. This is a statement that people who are close to me know, and my wife knows it very well. I always say a wise man always changes his mind, because there is no way that you're going to be hold on to one thing, even though things have changed, the plot has changed. So you have to adjust. It's unfortunate. And it so happens that my second name is Wise Man. So a wise man always changes his mind. You can't be holding on to things when things have changed.
Oh, la wise man. When it sounds like you're explaining yourself to your wife via. Don't go around the corners. Go directly. You should see to the pro. You see?
Sizwe, mina ngitshintshe mind yami as soon as ngafeel like this is not gonna work for me. I'm changing my mind, guys. Anytime soon, ungathi siyodla lento le, ngiyatshintsha. Ungathi siyala, ngiyakutshela ukuthi I'm not going anymore. So I'm not blaming those type of people.
Problem ukuthi kuyafana noma angaba unazo lezo ibhama and unama criminal records still. So it's a waste of time and energy.
Well, they won't now, because, for example, his DFO, right, designated firearms officer, will have to state on all of his licenses that he's not allowed to have any firearms. So whenever he goes to buy a firearm, he won't get approved.
I mean, I always change my mind on myself, too. No challenge, but I don't want to go to the this week. No relax. Then I'm going to go to the not going to do it. She's just going to go to the plate. So, yeah, it's better I do it on myself than if I did on someone else. So, yeah. Thank you.
Happy Friday with the team. Mr. Lemon, I'm telling you, or I don't see anything wrong now when someone changing his mind or her mind, you know. Sometimes people have reasons why if we agreed on something and then tomorrow says no, man. Let's try this. Let's try this now. And then you find out everything is panashapo, Bratzizwe. You understand? Everything is panashapo. I get a notion we look or no. A regretta 1, 2, 3. Can't you know? Archenge. Rebatla Hotza so now. Whatever it's an ancient chilling ill. Otolo or no. It's pana perfect. So now I. Keratawa to Baba and the ideas. Yeah, but Baba wise. Let's change it. Let's change it. We can't stick on one thing. Why?
Yeah. So here's the problem, right? When people make decisions that they know aren't binding, it's that they don't apply themselves to those decisions. So if you ask of an opinion, the person doesn't consider everything before giving that opinion. If you ask them whether they want to commit to something, they just say yes because they know at a later stage they can always break that commitment.
Yes.
When you hold people accountable for decisions that they've made, they then consider everything. They'll go, let me apply my mind to it and I'll get back to you.
And how do you do that? How do you hold them accountable within the moment?
By making it unacceptable for people to just change their minds willy-nilly.
What dictatorship?
Ah, si zwa bana batho ba tsamang ka di feelings ntate ai bona re bone batho ba fetwa ke di dili mona because wena o tswa o feela jwang ah ka utla o tshele ba itlwele ba rai no chinda dai mani very unreliable out here ke re wo why but so some things ntate lo ro feela jwang o tlotla ma o dula o save di feelings taba o feela ntate wena o ba reliable you show up it speaks volume ka character yao
exactly. You see, that's the thing. In fact, discipline is doing the things that sometimes you don't want to do, but because you committed to them, aziwe.
Mm.
So, I mean, I'm going to put the spanner in the works, all right? So, I married, and now what the lady who was speaking there, I think it was Mpop, is suggesting is that since me and Ngosikazwami have committed to each other, we each have a right to change our minds at any time about this commitment, which then begs the question, why then in the first place do we have institutions ifana nomshado? If sotlala shinjin kondo zethu, yes, human beings are shaped by situations, circumstances, and events as in Zagalai. But you need to be stable enough was utufunani, irrespective of utiwen Zagalani, ni niganjan. So, mina,
umuntu ohlala eshintsha ingqondo angimthembi because lo muntu loyo can betray you at any time, uyabona? And also mina I always try and maintain a standpoint sam
100%. You see, you brought up marriage, for example. The reason why people get married in a church is because it's a covenant between themselves and God. So now you can change your mind about this person, but what about the promise you made to God now? You see? Depending on whether you're a Christian or not. Other people will be like, what God, I guess. Right now, having a discussion, how do you feel about people that change their minds?
Now I'm one person. Okay, fine. You can change your mind, but don't tell me. If you want to do something nice for me, if you want to do something with me, then tell me when you know everything is in order. You want to take me out? Fine. Then surprise me. Or let's go out, my friend. And I'll tell you if I can or if I cannot. Don't tell me in advance, Jorge, you know what? I'm going to buy you a car. And then change your mind. No.
But now what happens if when I want to take you out, you're not available because I didn't tell you in advance? Because now you don't sit at home just waiting for me.
Okay, Sharp, it's fine. Uti, u cancel my plans. U change. But, says plainly, weekend yonke. Uzongitshela Saturday, in or Saturday. Like, ngimele ngule qove khona ukuthi I know. If you cancel my plan, cancel early. Cancel maybe Wednesday. If we have plans for weekend, cancel Wednesday. Okay, sharp. Friday or Saturday, angisana na plans no muntu so. Itinyenze nye plan ngibone ukuthi ngizozintertaina kanjani or ngiyiphusha kanjani weekend. Wena uyavumbuka so uyavumbuka Saturday. Kuthi angeke ngiseze. Angisazi mina ngiyenzeni. Sengithola ngivaya endaweni ngiyi-1 ngiyahawula lapha and I was planning ukuthi ngizoba nekampani. Ngizithola sengiyahawula manje. Uyabona ukuthi I'm being inconvenienced. Yeah, you can change your mind, but don't inconvenience other people in changing your mind. Okay?
Yebo.
Hi, Kai. I hope you guys are good. It's either you're right or wrong. Not I change my mind kind of person because I feel like you're then saying no. Like for me, it's sort of like you're making an excuse for you changing your mind. I want to know, Shanik, Lord, I'm born from the Onkogo. Tulo is giving us Peggy Lynch. He's just a glorified gangster. Ufana no, the guy who was a police in Johannesburg, Upule, whom they found the cartridges in Modeniake. Lord, Peggy Lynch. So some of us are intelligent enough to see it from the onset for what it really is. And then, yeah. But if you're right, you're right. If you're wrong, you're wrong. Because I believe person should stand on their stance. Let it be that way.
Morning, Mzizwan. You know what, ne? I'll tell you one thing about my wife. My wife, more than 25 years in Clarana, mind. She told me, I'm not her type. But can you believe we were more than 25 years together? So she's one person who can change her mind at any given time. And she can initiate something and then she denies that she started.
Women fell under 2 years now, eh? That's storyless. Wow. Plenty of women started off thinking that their husbands are not their type. That's what Ukshela is, to change a person's mind.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.